everyone. I'm Brandon Knight, and this is My Seminary Life, the show where I recap the things I'm studying in grad school right now. Let's get started. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time it may be that you're listening to this. Welcome, I'm Brandon Knight, and this is My Seminary Life, Episode 2, where we'll be discussing Dr. Larry Crabb's book, The Pressure's Off. This is My Seminary Life, Episode 14, and I'm your host, Brandon Knight. And today we're going to look at one of C.S. Lewis's most beloved and well-known characters, Edmund of the Chronicles of Narnia. And remember, keep on studying. Oh, it's true. It's true, ladies and gentlemen. This is the one-year anniversary special. Happy one-year anniversary, My Seminary Life listeners. We've did it. We've done it. I've done it. We've made it an entire year, something that I thought I wasn't going to actually be able to do. There's been a number of times throughout this past year when I was ready to hang it up. But hey, thanks to some great people in my life, I have persevered. And thanks to you all, the show has persevered. So thank you to everyone who has been here since the beginning. Thank you to all of you new listeners who have dropped in. We've had a bump in listeners over the past month. So whether you're from the beginning or brand new, thank you. Thank you for making this show possible. Thank you for encouraging me to keep doing this show. And today we have a pretty fun lineup for you. We're going to do a little bit of the business, not too much, because just back at the holiday special, we did some business talk. So we'll do a little bit of that. And as promised, my wife Claire is going to be on today's show to talk about Lent, talk about our experience with Lent this year. And we might have, that might really be it for today. Your gift is Claire. That is your gift. She is going to be on the show. But hey, today, let's talk a little business first. It's been an interesting past couple months since the holiday special, really trying to get down to the nitty-gritty of what matters. What do we need to have in order to have a successful show? How do you define a successful show? That is what I have been soul-searching with lately. It's how do you define a successful podcast, you know, because sometimes the numbers aren't great. I'm going to be honest. Sometimes the numbers are really low, and I see people talk about the hundreds and even thousands of downloads they get per episode. And I'm like, I'm nowhere near that per episode. So a lot of the recent history of the show has been me trying to define what is success, what is growth, and also what is necessary. What is necessary for the show to continue to evolve and be successful. And I've been looking at the numbers lately, and I'm excited to announce that as of right now, the most popular episode of 2021, also considering the episodes that came out in December 2020, the most popular episode right now is the One More Thing featuring Joshua Noel talking about church unity. Y'all really liked that one. Y'all really wanted to hear about church unity, or maybe you really like Josh. I don't know which one it is. Either way, we should definitely have Josh back at another time to talk more about church unity, Captain Planet, whatever. And always, you can find him on the Whole Church podcast or on Systematic Geekology if you just like hearing him talk. Also, since the beginning of this year, the show is now featured on Apple Podcasts and Overcast, and I'm really proud of myself because I said Apple Podcasts. I did not say iTunes like I always want to. It will forever be iTunes to me. I guess that just shows my age a little bit. The show has grown onto more platforms. There's an email now, emailseminarylife@gmail.com, where you can write into the show. And we've added a new country since our holiday special. Since the holiday special, the great country of India has been added to our list of listeners. So thank you to whoever is out there checking out the show in India. Appreciate you so much. And we appreciate all of our listeners, all of our international listeners, Canada, Australia, Indonesia, Germany, wherever you're listening from. We appreciate you so much. As I said back at the holiday episode, it's amazing to me, this technology, because I'm able to get good biblical teaching out to around the world without having to leave my office in Crown Point, Indiana. The Lord is good in that way. As I said, it's been an interesting few weeks thinking about and reflecting on what is growth, what is success. Podcasting is a unique field, because to a degree, you're just kind of supposed to slap everything up against the wall and hopefully it sticks. That's what podcasting is supposed to be. You put it on all the platforms, you get all the social medias, you make a Patreon, you make a Discord, you get emails, you get all these, you get a newsletter. And, you know, part of it for me is being a one-man show. It's, I don't have the time to balance everything. I don't have the time to keep up with everything and make sure that, you know, things are being posted here. I'm engaging with conversations there. And so recently it's been a conversation of, where does the show need to go? What is the show? What is this show? And originally, a year ago now, I started this show with the anticipation of it being a way for me to better understand the classes, you know, write good notes, reflect on the material, internalize what I'm studying more rather than it just being head knowledge, but also as a way to bring the conversation to the average ordinary person who isn't going to be able to go to seminary and be able to have conversations that are usually behind the giant paywall of tuition and bring it to people who don't usually get to have that conversation. What has happened, though, is that is what in my mind, I'm aiming at people, the average person, or maybe people who, like, you know, they're in seminary or in college right now. I'm thinking like 20 somethings in my mind. And what has happened is on social media, especially on Facebook, what I've seen is that it's predominantly Gen Xers. So we're talking like 40s, early, you know, like 40s and up. Gen Xers. And then according to my analytics, it continues to be predominantly male and also in their late 40s. So here I am thinking this is going to be a show for the 20s, the 20 somethings. And what I'm discovering more and more is that this is a show for people possibly 20 years or more older than me. You know, the age range, the highest is that late 30s, early 40s. The next closest one is the late 20s, early 30s. So all the way from like 28 to 45 is kind of the age range. And so what I've been trying to work on now is, how do I best reach you all? How do I continue to help you? Because this is also something that has evolved over the past few weeks of the, or past year of this show, is how do I help you continue to know and experience God more in your life? That is what, although I end every show with keep on studying. Every episode ends that way, but really what the tagline for the show really is, how do I help you know and experience God more in your life? And there's a couple options for that. You know, there's the possibility of a website where with a blog, there's the possibility of a newsletter. The one I am kicking around at this point, though, is Patreon. You know, I want to provide more content for you, whether that's bonus episodes, exclusive videos, whatever that may be. And the financial help to continue to pay for seminary, pay for higher education, that would be appreciated. And Patreon is one of the best ways to do that. That is a common step that a lot of people do. Again, if you're not familiar with Patreon, this is a think PBS. You give so much money a month, there's usually a set determined amount that you can give each month, and each rung that you could give at gets you more exclusive stuff, more behind the scenes stuff. So if any of those options do sound appealing to you, whether it's Patreon, an email newsletter, a website with a blog, email seminarylife@gmail.com again is the email where you can let me know which one of those you're more interested in, or you could always leave a voice memo at our profile on Anchor, or you can drop into the DMs on Facebook and Instagram, whatever you need to do. I want to bring the best material, expanded content to you all. And I want to know where you're at. Where would that best be delivered? Is it to your inbox? Is it a website that you could go to when you see a new blog post is open? Is it, do you want to help me financially? You know, whatever that may be. Those are the ideas I'm kicking around, and I want to hear from you. Drop into the comments of this episode, whatever it may be. Because I want to, that's the next step. That is the next step for this show. Over the next course of this next year, two things need to happen. Three things need to happen in the course of the next year. One, I want to expand. I want to take over a new territory. One of those three options, preferably. Two, I need to figure out life with baby. Cooper is going to be born here at the end of April, and things are going to shift. I'm already making some adjustments to my content, creating availability. And so just to start getting adjusted now and to free up more time and to evaluate what can I give. And three, of course, is the elephant of the room is what happens after the 2 year anniversary. Because at the 2 year anniversary, seminary is over. I've graduated. The movie's over. Go home. I have my Master's of Arts in Ministry Studies, and I don't want to end it. That's the thing. I don't want to just end this, and I don't really want to do like this big, hard reset, and we're a brand new thing. Something needs to change. It will change, and that's part of the reason why I want to continue to determine what is success and what is growth. I got some good advice from a friend of mine who I'm also planning on having on the show here pretty soon as we bring in more guests. Because that seems to be, you know, that's something that people like when it comes to podcasting is guests. And I know predominantly over the past year, we've been a guest-less show, but we'll start bringing in more guests because that's just the way podcasting works. And that's something I need to accept. But what's next? And I'm putting together these piles of books, finding free classes online. And I think we're going to do my seminary life, the independent study years. You know, I don't know how long the independent study years are going to go as I dig into specific subjects and learn about specific areas of theology or ministry that maybe has been overlooked at this point in my education. I don't know exactly what that's going to look like. Well, I do know what that's going to look like. I've got a couple classes lined up. I got a couple books piling up that I'm ready to dig into. What I meant is I don't know how long that's going to be. That might just be the future of the show for years to come because higher education is expensive. Again, if Patreon starts bringing in not just some money, but thousands of dollars worth of money, then, you know, well, we can talk about more classes. But at this point, once we're done, once I graduate, that's it. There's so much I would love to study and get more degrees in, but family comes first. Availability to my family and to my ministry comes first. And if that means this ministry needs to shift, then we're all okay with that. One thing that definitely will shift once we enter the independent study years of my seminary life is longer studies. What I've noticed is that with a class only being 8 weeks long, a unforeseen and unfortunate common issue that occurs is that usually there's this ebb and flow of people come in from the previous class. There's this big drop off because they were really into the previous study. And, you know, just looking at already what is happening one episode into ministry studies coming off of Systematic Theology 2, we had this big bump in listeners because we're having these more theological studies and it's getting generated in the algorithm and people, you know, the episode is popping up with people who like listening to theology studies. And now here I am in a class on ministry administration, which is it's going to be a good class and I'm enjoying it. And it's nice that it's a lighter class, but now there's this big drop in listeners because they're not as interested in ministry administration. So now I have to rebuild the audience slightly. And then here we are again. Things are great. Bump in listeners because the people who are interested in administration conversations, they're joining in now. And now there's going to be a drop at the beginning of the summer when we enter our next. It's probably going to be, I think it's an independent study that we're going to do in the first half of the summer because Cooper will be born. And also, I believe I don't have a class the first quarter of the semester. So That's just an unforeseen that I can't really control at this point. But once we get to the 2-year mark and I'm making my own kind of schedule for what we're going to talk about here on the show, we're definitely going to have longer conversations on topics because I want to retain the audience. Need to retain the audience better. All right. Well, that's kind of where we're at and where we're headed at this point for my seminary life. Things have been good. It's been a growing year. It's been a challenging year. I'm always thankful for my buddies over at Systematic Geekology and Kingdom on the Road and Buddy Walk with Jesus, Joe and Josh, who have been shepherding me, counseling me. Also, Eric from the Christian Podcaster Association, who has been helpful to me also in just strategic thinking, business thinking when it comes to this show. That's where we've been at, and that's what's coming down the pipeline. Hopefully a Patreon or a website or a blog, hopefully longer conversations during the independent study years of my seminary life. It's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. And obviously life is going to take a big shift here on the about this time next month. Well, a little bit later into next month when Cooper is born. And it's going to be good. And I don't want this to go away completely. Obviously, the schedule might get really jacked up there and it will be the end of the class. So we might have to play a little bit of catch up there, but it'll be okay. And as for what our one independent study is going to be this summer, I think it's going to be something simple. College stories. I think I'm going to tell you some of my best college stories, including my Smashing Pumpkins story. Love that story so much. All right. Well, that's enough of me. How about we bring somebody into the show? What do you say? Here it is, folks. My wife, Claire, she's going to drop in through a phone call to talk about our experience with Lent this year. Enjoy.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to My Seminary Life, Claire.
Yeah, it's cool to be here again.
Yeah. What do you think of this way to record the show this time?
I don't know. It's weird that I can't see you.
So for those of you who are checking out the show for the first time or missed the holiday special, Claire was on the show and I just held my phone up between the two of us and we talked, and this time I've got it. I sent her the actual invite, so she's just talking into, she's in our bedroom and I have my face in the closet.
Okay.
I'm just really hoping I'm just really hoping that my closet doesn't fall apart on me now, because it did earlier.
That did happen today, yes.
I'm hoping for the best.
Okay, be careful.
Justin said he built it well. Anyway, so we have you on the show today because back in December, we had you here to talk about Advent.
Uh-huh.
Have you back now for our 1-year anniversary special to talk about Lent. So, what is Lent, Claire?
I mean, as far as I understand it, it is a 40-day period leading up to Easter in which you fast from something in your life in order to prepare yourself for Easter. That's what I understand it to be, at least.
That is, I believe that would be the best explanation we can have. Yeah, it's a fasting period of time in preparation for Easter. How long have you been doing Lent?
Let's see. When did we start dating? As long as we've been dating.
So it's like 6 years now? 6 times? Something like that?
Yes. Yeah.
That sounds about right. So what are you supposed to fast from during Lent?
I mean, I guess I don't really know if there's like a specific thing, but like, as what from what I understand it to be, it's not necessarily something bad, but just something that's either difficult for you to give up, or something that is taking place in your life that, you know, where God should be. But I guess I don't really know other than that.
Yeah, the general idea is just to observe a fast, which, like you said, is either something that is difficult for us to give up, or something that maybe has become a bit of an idol in somebody's life. If you're Catholic, that's where you get more into the, yes, you have to give up meat on Fridays, or the Orthodox Church has very strict dietary laws and restrictions for their Lent season. But in general, it's just, it's a whole thing. It's my understanding, and I don't have an in-depth knowledge of it, but my understanding is that basically people in the Orthodox Church go vegan for Easter, or for Lent.
Oh man. That's,
yeah, it's heavy. So what have you given up this year?
I gave up, I guess, secular, quote unquote, for lack of a better term, secular music, I guess.
What was the reason behind wanting to give up secular music this year?
I guess just I have let it consume a lot of my thoughts lately, and I haven't really spent a lot of time listening to worship music or music that is God-focused or anything like that. And I think it's just sometimes good to allow yourself to focus more on things that are focused on God. And I just wanted to take this time to like allow, I don't really want to say like a cleansing of my mind or like a detox, like needing, you know, some positive hit music in my life.
Right. Positive hit music. Have you noticed any change in your mood, your emotions, your thinking by doing this?
I noticed that when I'm in the car, I am much less likely to get road rage.
Oh, well, that's good.
A little bit. So, and that's, you know, like when I'm tempted to let my mind wander to things that are not necessarily good things or things that I should be, you know, thinking about, or even just like with anxiety or anything like that, it's a lot harder to dwell on those thoughts when you have music playing that is actively combating those things.
Oh, that's really good. I like that. That's a great reason to take some time away from secular music to turn your listening ears to some sacred worship music or positive hit music, I guess. That works too. I've done the same thing. I've given up secular music for Lent as well, because when you're married, when you tag team these things, it makes fasting a little bit easier. And I wanted to give it up because it definitely was becoming a comfort in my life. Just, I would get off of work and just go straight over to Q101, the alternative rock station out of Chicago here, and just listen to that. And that's all I wanted to listen to. So, but now it's been, you know, I like that word you said. I know you were kind of uncomfortable using it, but that word cleansing, I would say that's definitely how I have felt this season doing this fast, is just kind of putting that on the shelf, gonna clean up my thoughts a bit, clean up my attitude a bit, and get myself ingrained in worship music, even if I don't necessarily like it all the time, as we keep poking fun at the positive hit music of contemporary Christian music. But, you know.
Right.
So what have you been reading this year for Lent?
I mean, together we're reading From the Grave by A.W. Tozer, which is a 40-day Lent devotional. And then on Sundays, we have been reading Chronicles of Narnia. We're currently on Prince Caspian, so...
Yes, which the Narnia part has nothing to do with Lent. That's just the book we've been reading together.
Yeah, but it's cool.
It's cool. For the explanation for why we're reading something different on Sundays is that technically during Lent, you don't have to fast on Sundays, technically, because that's resurrection. That's the resurrection day. That's the day of joy. So technically, you don't have to observe your fast on Sunday. And you get a exemption on St. Patrick's Day, too, if you gave up alcohol. But so what have you enjoyed the Tozer read?
Yeah, I definitely am picking up because we read it last year, too. But there's definitely different things that I'm picking up on that I didn't last year. So...
It probably helps that we've been reading them earlier in the day, too. Sometimes we read those at night and we're both very tired.
Yeah, I'm like half asleep. I think there was quite a few times last year where I was just like half asleep and I'm just like, I'm not even listening to this. But reading them like right after dinner has helped. I think I comprehended a little bit better. It's challenging because a lot of what he's been talking about, at least this past week, has been about like being comfortable in your faith, yeah, or like content, I think is the word that he's using, but not content in the way of like I'm not seeking other things, I'm content, but like just like I'm good to stay where I'm at and I don't need to do anything and I don't need to grow and I'm already saved, I'm already going to heaven, so who cares? I'm just going to sit here and stay where I'm at. But he's very much challenging us that, like, that is not a real faith. Like, a good, healthy faith is a growing one. So that's been challenging to me.
That's good. I'm glad you're getting something more out of the reading this year. It's a good thing that you made the decision that we would read these books more than once before we would get a new one. So good call on that one, babe.
Thanks.
I know for me, the thing that really stood out to me was that very first devotional this go around, using that metaphor of Lent being like a farmer going out to the field to start pulling weeds and like working the ground. Like that is the image that has stayed in my mind this entire season so far. It's this idea of just like this prayer that I've been going through is this God working the ground in me. Because we talk a lot about, you know, the parable of the sower when the seeds are thrown and how the gospel is received.
Yeah.
The thing is like we're always being grown, you know, just like what you were saying of him talking about not becoming comfortable with where you're at. We're always being grown. And Lent is a time of the year for us to like evaluate where are we growing, where are we not growing, where does God have weeds to weed out of us? So that's been the image for me this year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this has been fun. Thanks for being willing to do this. I know pregnancy hasn't been easy, so thank you for taking a little bit of time to hop on here and indulge me.
Yeah, no worries. It's fun. I don't get to do it very often, so.
It is fun. It's especially fun when you don't have to look at analytics and numbers. When you get to do your part and just talk, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's how I am.
Have to do that.
Yeah. But at Systematic Geekology, I don't have to do that at all. I just show up and talk.
Oh, yeah, you just talk. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
That is great.
Anything else you would like to say to the audience before you go?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, all right, cool. Well, thanks for doing this again, babe. And I'm going to hang up and then come say hello to you.
Okay. See you in a few seconds.
Okay. Bye.
wasn't that a great conversation? I had a great time with that. I hope that was encouraging to you and maybe gives you something to look forward to next year and jumping in with Lent and picking up again From the Grave by A.W. Tozer. Well, that draws us to the end of this episode. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you, good friends, for supporting this movement. Thank you for being a part of this tribe, being a part of this this ministry. I love you all so much. Again, if you haven't done this before, please rate and review the show. Subscribe on whatever podcast platform you prefer. You can follow the show on Instagram and Facebook at My Seminary Life Pod, where you can keep up with weekly updates and fun things, episode previews, articles to discuss, you know, all the good stuff, songs, whatever. We do a whole bunch of fun things over there on social media. And if you ever have comments, questions, or concerns, or want to let me know about how you want to see the show expand in the next year, again, email seminarylife@gmail.com. It's all lowercase. And don't misspell it, or it won't go to my inbox. We got a fun one more thing coming up next week. A lot of bonus episodes this next coming weeks. Next week, we have Nathan Drake of Reawaken Hymns here to talk about their newest projects, one of their newest projects, Hymns of Lent. This is a furthering conversation based off of what we just talked about now. Lent, more Lent for you as a way to help you, you know, go through this wilderness time and think worshipfully as you go through Lent as well. Yeah, I think that's it. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to me. My birthday's next week. Happy birthday to all of us. This has been a great ride. I'm excited for another year with you all. I hope we continue to know and experience God more in our lives as we go forward. And remember, keep on studying.